Highbridge Audio presents The Man Who Flew the Memphis Belle, Memoir of a World War II Bomber Pilot, by Colonel Robert Morgan with Ron Powers. Read for you by Ron McLarty.
First thing you do is you sit there. You don't move. You let it wash over you for 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 minutes. You've come through it again. You've got at least one more night of poker ahead of you. One more morning when you won't wake up dead. Maybe one more red-hot date in London. It doesn't matter if it's the first time or the 24th, which this one was. What matters is that you're down out of the sky. Your wheels are on the tarmac. You've brought your crew back safe. You take a deep breath. You feel the sweat that has soaked through your long underwear and your tunic and lubricated the fleece lining of your leather jacket, plastering it to your shoulders and back and chest. Maybe you clench and unclench your hands a few times. Man, it feels good to have turned loose of that yoke. You've held on to it for maybe 6-8 hours, knuckles white, keeping 32 tons of bomber steady at 25,000 feet, steady down to a tolerance sometimes of inches. Your hands wrapped around that shuddering yoke, your feet tensing against the rudder pedals. You sit there for your 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 minutes. They say DiMaggio liked to do that in the Yankee clubhouse before a game. Just sit there by himself with his cup of coffee. But this is after the game. If game is the word for what went on up there over Germany and was going to keep going on for God knew how long. You've done it 24 times.